Let's talk to Jim Wiltsey. He's a former Marine. He's a sergeant with the Fairfield Police Department, and he's cousin and organizer of the Vicky Soto 5K. Good morning, and thank you for everything you do for us.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Very excited about this weather you have Saturday for the Vicky Soto 5K.
That I've been watching, and I see it's going to be a beautiful 71 degrees. We've done this event in, you know, rain, snow. You guys have been there.
Yes.
So you don't know what to expect, but I think we're good this year, which is great because we're going into number 10. This is our 10. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
I know. Wait, is that how is that possible? Because December will be the 10th anniversary of the Sandy Hook shooting. So you'd be 9, right?
I'm not good at math. They said it was 10 years.
Yeah. You didn't do one before the shooting.
No, so, obviously.
So this would be 9.
It's our 10-year anniversary.
10-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook tragedy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Jim is already like, why do I talk to you people?
Seriously.
Yeah. I'm trying to do math in my head and figure dates out. Yeah. I don't know. I have 3,000 people coming to Bridgeport to run this event, and it's going to be 71 degrees.
Yep.
We are very excited.
Yeah. Those are the numbers you know.
Exactly.
These are the numbers we should be focused on.
Right.
Exactly right. And you have a new location this year.
We do. Listen, we love Stratford. Vicky's born and raised in Stratford. There's a school named after Vicky in Stratford. But good for Stratford. We have movement on the old Army engine plant property. They're finally doing some hazmat cleanup over there, and we can't be in the lot. And because of the size of our event, we needed to find a new home temporarily. So Howard has been opening his arms to us and invited us in to utilize the Harford Healthcare Amphitheater, which is an awesome, awesome venue. It's going to be plug and play for us. We're so excited to be using his facility. We have a beautiful course laid out through Seaside Park, all along the water, similar
great.
To your lordship.
Awesome. Yeah.
Seaside Park.
That's cool.
On a beautiful Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
71 degrees running through Seaside Park.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Not too shabby.
Yeah. Then everyone comes back to the amphitheater. We have the alpaca gnomes who are donating their time and doing a 2-hour set for us on the amphitheater stage.
That's amazing. On the stage.
Right.
On stage.
You know, they're not cheap, by the way.
No.
They're worth every penny.
The alpaca gnomes.
For them to...
Yeah, they're very generous people.
Yeah, it's generous.
They have a huge following. Those guys are all over Connecticut. I mean, they're awesome. We wanted to go big this year, and it's a perfect fit because the amphitheater. We have a huge band that's going to play for us again. All of our food sponsors are coming back. There's going to be free food, free beer. Little things are different this year. You will need, unlike years past, if you're bringing your family to root you on, you got to buy a wristband at the box office to get in. So it's $20 to get into the amphitheater. That's for our security and tracking purposes. So it's a little easier for me to keep track of everybody and, you know, who's coming in, who's going out.
All right. So if you're running and you're bringing 5 people with you, those people to get into the amphitheater will have to buy tickets.
They have to buy a wristband, correct. And they can go on VickySoto5K.com or arrive that morning, go to the box office, purchase a wristband.
With that wristband.
$20, you're going to get 5 different breweries.
There you go.
I think we have 6 or 7 food trucks.
Cool.
I mean, you can't, and live entertainment for 2 hours for $20.
Right.
You can't beat it.
Yeah. No. You more than make up for it, big time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Absolutely.
What kind of food?
Yeah.
We have Little Pub.
Nice.
We have, hold on, I'm scrolling. One Love Breakfast, The Plate Breakfast Lunch, Joey C's Food Truck.
Nice.
Liberty Rock, Colossal Kielbasa, then Sierra Nevada, Two Roads, New England, Bad Sons, Tribus. Those are like our core. They've been with us
for
years.
That's the Breakfast
they come
of Champions.
Back.
Seriously, Colossal Kielbasa. Need the T-shirt.
Yeah. Frenchie's is a new coffee place that opened up in Stratford. They'll be there serving coffee. It's really amazing. I cannot thank the Harford Healthcare Amphitheater team more. I mean, they have just been, I met with them yesterday to go over some final things, and everything is yes. Can we do that? Yes. But, I mean, just unbelievable support that we've gotten from them.
That's good.
The city
That's
of Bridgeport,
yep.
Police Department, Fire Department, AMR is donating their time. I mean, it's just been great. We have on our website a fundraising goals, and our goal was 15,000. We're already over 21,000.
Oh,
that's great.
That's just on the website.
Awesome.
Jim Wiltsy is on. He's a sergeant with the Fairfield Police Department, cousin of Vicky Soto, who lost her life 10 years ago in December at the Sandy Hook School.
Yeah.
This 5K has been in her honor. And, you know, typically, Jim and I were talking about this on the phone the other day. Typically, when you do a memorial run, there's a lot of interest the first few years, then it kind of fades out. This thing has been getting bigger and better. And, you know, your family and the organizers work really hard on this. So congratulations.
I had this idea of a 10, or ready, Chaz? My wife texted me. The tragedy was 12, 14, 12. We've been doing this for 10 years. We planned it in 11 months and kicked the first one off. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So my wife basically proved us wrong, I guess.
Hold on. If it's the 10th. All right. So
I'll be over here.
This is where.
I want to get involved.
Let me embarrass myself more.
I'm over here. Okay? I do enough
this
damage
is,
myself.
I excel at this. Okay. If we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of Sandy Hook. How could you be doing the 10th run unless you did it right after?
So if the tragedy was on the 2012, then the first one was 2013, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I just counted on my fingers. Like,
okay.
It's 10 years.
My brain hurts.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, so if that's 10 years, then wouldn't...
What's for lunch today? Anything good?
I just believe everybody. I'm just going to believe everybody.
So the 10th year, awesome.
But does anyone understand my question?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because
if December is 10 years... All right, forget it.
So Saturday.
January is
we'll
a new year.
Saturday. We'll see you Saturday. I got to drive to Fairfield later, so.
I want to thank Mrs. Wiltsy for just clearing this up.
Thank you.
It right.
Exactly right.
And I want to apologize for just being me.
I was told to be no math in this job. That's why I took it.
Listen, everything happens for a reason. Year 10 is at the amphitheater. That's awesome. We're excited.
Beautiful day.
Well, I'm glad to have made the introduction you to Howard.
Yeah.
And now it's at this really cool location on the 10th anniversary.
Yep.
You guys are the reason this is happening there. You're instrumental in connecting those dots to Howard. And, again, Howard was like, absolutely. There was no question. So we're excited to use that facility. It's a lot easier for us and my volunteers because I'm not, you know, setting up in an empty parking lot with generators and fencing and tents. And it's going to be 71. I need one tent.
Nice.
That's the amphitheater.
Great. Beautiful. Look at you.
Yeah, that's
yeah, and you
big,
don't even have to build it. It's there.
That's a pretty big tent.
On this 10th year. How awesome.
Jim Wiltsy, son, we're talking about the Vicky Soto 5K. And, you know, even if you don't run, you can go there, pay $20 and food, beer, and
just
a
hang.
Band.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always an amazing event. And listen, you're not going to miss your soccer game at 2 o'clock. We wrap it up. We're done by 1 o'clock. We're out of there. You have the rest of your Saturday afternoon to enjoy yourself. What a great way to kick off a Saturday morning with live entertainment, food trucks. Just it's an overwhelming. It's got a great vibe to it. You know, it's a very family friendly. What I can say is I want to put this out there. The ferry, Bridgeport Ferry Service, has boats that are leaving that morning, so please plan early. We have 3,000 cars coming to that one area. It's just like it's no different than a sold-out concert.
Right.
I just ask people to get there early. So we are starting at 10 o'clock. The kids' fun run is starting at 9 a.m., and I hate to leave any little ones out, but we are pretty strict with because of the amount of people and how long we have to close the roads, and we have to get ferry traffic in and out down in that area.
Yeah.
So I just ask everyone plan ahead, get there early. The amphitheater will be open at 7 a.m. You can come in, grab coffee, hang out, relax. We have a DJ playing at 7 a.m. until the band plays. So things are happening up until 9 and 10, so get there early. Plan ahead.
Jim, let's just do this before I let you go because I always get chills when I see this happening. The money that you guys raise, you award in scholarships?
Correct. $5,026. The 26 is symbolic of the victims that were killed in the tragedy. So we do two from Stratford High, Bunnell, one from the state, one nationwide. Now, those four kids then renew their scholarship every year and can ride the Vicky Soto Scholarship Fund throughout their entire academic career on their path to be a teacher. We already have our very first applicants 10 years ago, Chaz, that are in the classroom already. They have their own classrooms already, so it's full circle.
I need a shirt. I need a shirt that says, this is the 10th annual.
So that, I think that's the word that's tripping you up. 10th annual and 10th anniversary are sort of different things. So anniversary Correct. Implies there's already been a year between one and this date.
Phil is fact-checking us.
I'm over here.
I don't like this at all.
Brain still hurts.
But that scholarship, I get chills when they're handed out to kids that are going to be teachers in honor of a teacher mm-hmm. who died protecting her kids. Yeah. Like, it's just, and then there's fun. Yep. You know, it, but it's impactful, it's important, and then there's fun.
Right.
I love it.
Yep.
To date, we've given out $250,000. I mean, period.
Wow.
Stop. No one is paid in our organization. They're all family, friend, volunteers. So $250,000, that's teachers, scholarships, literacy programs. It's just we take that money and put it right back into education, and that was what Vicky was passionate about, teaching and reading, literacy and education. So it's really come full circle, and like you and I were speaking about the other night, Chaz, it's just this is a legit event. Like, this is not like a mom-and-pop operation. This has turned into a huge, legit 5K family fun event, and I'm very excited, and I can't wait for Saturday.
Yes. You can't wait for Saturday to the part where you're having a beer.
Right.
About 2 o'clock, crack.
That's the best part.
All right, Jim, thank you. Thanks for what you do for the community. Thanks for being a cop and a Marine.
Yes.
And we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, brother.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.